Hey everybody, this is Mr. Pole Jangles. I am at one of my favorite disc golf courses in all of Kansas City, Heritage Disc Golf Course in Olathe. I tried to get Mr. Treesbane to come out and join me this afternoon, December 9th, 2018. He has not responded, but that's okay. It's cold and the guy's got to cook, so he's got to make a living too. So, sweet lady Jangles gave me a hall pass to get out of the house. It's about 32 degrees, so it's just warm enough to just have a sweatshirt on. There's a little snow out here. The sun is out, so that's helping things quite a bit. And I'm up to hole number one. It looks like it's playing in the A position, which is the shortest position, which I am grateful for. I can't actually see the hole right now. There is a person in front of me, a solo guy, so... but otherwise, the parking lot looks pretty empty of discers. It looks like there's about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or 7 cars here, so... that's not too bad. So it's a good opportunity to get some time in on Heritage. So, here we go, hole number one. Alright, so hole number one did not go well. Yeah, got a 4 over. that's not good. Maybe I can't really say if it's the cold, if it's the rust or what, but that was not a happy hole. But Mount Plain Disc, the sun's out. It's kind of cold though. I'm kind of sick of the cold. I don't know about you guys, but I'd prefer it be in the 50s than the 30s myself. I'm even contemplating taking a road trip with the family just to get as far south as we can after Christmas. I'm not really ready for Christmas. I don't know about you all. Christmas spirit hasn't quite hit Mr. Pole Jangles quite so much. He'd be much more in the mood for 60 degree days in the sunshine. So thinking about heading down to Texas. Maybe around Corpus Christi area. I think they have some good disc golf courses down there. Maybe I can squeeze in a few rounds. So I'll let you know about that in future episodes. I did have a decent drive on hole number two, so I don't really have a look at a birdie, but hopefully I can get a par out of this. That first one really kind of discouraged me. But I've never had good luck on hole number one ever at Heritage, so the rest of the round should be fun. So got to get that 4 over par out from under the belt. So here we go. All right. I can't say that I actually got the par, but I did only get 1 over on hole number two. So that puts me 5 over after 2 holes, which that kind of takes the wind out of my sails, I got to admit. I'm up to hole number three. I just threw my drive. I got to say, they've done a very nice job of cutting the grass around here. It's only about an inch high. So that's pretty nice. The fairways are wide open. I do think they actually have replaced some of the signs around here too, because as I recall, the feet on the sign back there was like in the 200s before, and now it's like 315 or something, which it only has one hole position on hole number three. So that seems new, but I don't know. I'd have to ask Scott. So if you can tell us, Scott, if we put new signs out here, that'd be great. Getting ready. I have actually maybe a legitimate look at birdie here. Through the TL3, it's a downhill shot, so that's not a bad deal. It looks like I'm looking at about a 26 foot birdie putt. So we'll see how I do. I'll let you know. All right, so I bogeyed hole number three. And so I decided not to even continue with the podcast until I could find a way to freaking get a par. So I did par number four. So hooray, hooray, hooray. I'm up to hole number five. I'm in the, it looks like, B position, which is 248 feet. I haven't played this position in a long time. There's lots and lots and lots of trees in your way. You really have to kind of snake it through there. There's a tree about 10 feet in front of you, and then there's one about 15 feet, then there's another one 15 feet, and then there's a whole slew kind of guarding the hole. So if you can kind of get through those first three, you kind of got about, 50 feet until you get to another grove of trees. So, I mean, it's pretty much, you have to hit a line pretty good to get through all of that. Having said that, I know that Blu-ray has gotten a birdie on this hole. It's not too long. I'm going to go ahead and throw the TL3. I'm going to try and play to the right of all the trees. Yeah. Here we go. So one good thing about playing this crappy is that you can look forward to the next time you play. Hopefully you can beat that score. So far I've got one par, I think three bogeys and a triple bogey. Looks like somebody lost their water bottle here on hole number six. Hole number six is playing in my preferred location, so that's good. My drives actually aren't doing too bad, but man, my putting sucks. And my approaches suck, but que sera sera. Hole number six. Yeah. It's 264 feet. It's behind a cedar tree. I'm glad to see that they finally made the B position a par four. That's awfully nice of them, because I don't think it was a par four before, and that was just about impossible to get to. So thank you. Thank you for finally acknowledging that that's a par four. Okay, here we go. Okay, so I'm just going to stop reporting on my score because it's god-awful. I'm going to say that there was the guy who was playing in front of me. Apparently that was his orange water bottle that was sitting on the tee pad for hole number six, and he jogged back, and I was happy to report to him where it was. So there you go, that's good. I've been reading a little bit of Fire and Blood lately. I'm almost done with it. I just got done with, what's his name? Viserys or something like that. His daughter, Rhaenys, something like that. She just got fed to a dragon. So, Aegon II's about to take over the throne. So, sorry if that was a spoiler. You know, if you really would have read the history of Westeros, you would have already known all that. I can't say that I really recommend Fire and Blood because it's not really like it's a quote-unquote story. It's basically just a history of Westeros on steroids, just concentrating on the Targaryens, and really it doesn't go into, it only is like half of the Targaryen history. I will say, like, the first, like, Aegon and the parts about Maegor, they weren't that great. But I thought that the part about Jaehaerys, I think that's what his name is, they were pretty legit. I like that. That was pretty informative. So, if you are reading Fire and Blood and you're kind of like, God, this sucks, wait till you get to Jaehaerys section, because that's pretty cool. And then the Dance with Dragons stuff is pretty cool, too. I'm going to have to reread it, which I really hate to admit, but I'm probably have to reread it because I cannot keep track of all those freaking Targaryens and whatever all they are. At any rate, I'm up to hole number seven. And again, I'm not going to tell you my score because it's awful. So I'm going to throw my T-Devil, which seems like it doesn't want to turn at the very end like I used to like it to do. It seems like it's going straight, so I don't know if it's just hit too many trees or what. Or maybe I'm just too strong. Who knows? But anyway, hole number seven. It's playing in the par three, 323-foot area. So here you go. So like I said, I'm still not going to talk about my score. But I will say that I think the colds really have an effect on any kind of shot I have to have any kind of touch on, because it's not like my drives are fine. As long as I'm throwing full power, it's okay. It's whenever I have to make some sort of shot that's like 40 feet away or something like that, and kind of have to do some sort of touch with a putter, that's when it sucks, and it seems like I keep hitting trees. And maybe it's because the trees don't have any leaves on them. And so I think that there's a clear path when there's not, and then the tree kind of hits it with a branch or something like that. That's my excuse. Excuses are like assholes. Everybody's got one, and they all stink. But anyway, up to hole number 8. I think I just threw it in the ditch. So, got that going for me. Oh, no, I don't. Didn't. Here it is. It's right on the edge. It's probably would be considered OB, though, if it was part of a tournament, like right on the edge of the ditch. And again, I have a look at birdie, but I will probably somehow quadruple bogey this. Wish me luck. All right, so finished up the front 9. Got a par on hole number 8, and I got a birdie on hole number 9. So, yeah, as soon as I do okay, I start talking about my score again, don't I? That's part of it. There's a little bit of a walkway between holes number 9 and holes number 10. It can be a little confusing the first time you're on there, but once you do it about 5 or 6 times, it's not a big deal at all. There are some nice signs here saying where the next tee is at and all that kind of stuff, so that's good. It's getting a little muddy out here. It's getting probably just above freezing, so any of the frozen ground and old snow is causing a little bit of mud issue. It is what it is. There's a group of 5 people out here that are having a pretty good time. So I like to see that. Somebody hit, apparently, a hell of a shot, I think, on hole number 17, something like that, which you're pretty close to on hole number 9. So good for them. Sounds like they are having a good time. Okay, there's a bunch of mud in front of me here. Hole number 10, it would appear that it is in a new position I've never thrown at before. It's straight away from the tee pad, so it looks like that might be the impetus behind why they put up new signs, because for sure these are new. So I wonder if they didn't put these signs up whenever they had the Masters World Championships here. I can't remember when that was, but that's probably when they did that. So pretty cool. It's now got the C position, which it didn't have last time I think we played here, on the map. So that apparently is par 4. The B position is where we are now. So it looks like the A position's where it's always been, and then there's a B position. It's 321 straight away from the tee pad. Or maybe not. It's kind of hard to tell from this sign. That could be the 245. Anyway, I'm up to hole number 10, and the signs are accurate now. So, oh yeah, it says B. So there we go. All right, here we go. All right, so I just finished hole number 11, which was a par 4, very long. And I hit a cedar tree on the way, on the drive, and then I hit another cedar tree on my, I think it was my 3rd shot. So I ended up going 1 over on that one. I did par hole number 10, even though I hit a couple of trees on the way there. They were trees that gaveth, not trees that taketh away. So I appreciate that. Hole number 12 always plays in the same position because it's the one with the tree stump. Probably not a lot growing around here, if you know what I mean, today, since it's almost winter. So let's see, it's 295 feet, tunnel shot. It's got very a Hansel and Gretel kind of vibe going on right now. I think I'm going to go with the old buzz. I was bragging about the buzz on the Twitter today, and so hopefully it can live up to what I said it should do. All right, hole number 12. All right, so a couple bogeys later, I'm walking up to hole number 14. Haven't been real lucky on my drives as of the last 2 holes. I've been hitting trees left and right. It's pretty hard not to when you're throwing through a forest, I suppose, but I had a really nice drive on hole number 12. They got cut down by just the edge of a tree, and that always, I mean, it was like flying pretty true and was going to give me an opportunity for perhaps a birdie, but easily a par. But then it got hit by some grumpy old tree that doesn't like disc golf. I wish I had Tree Spain with me, because he could have shown that tree something too. So my discs just don't have enough oomph to them to really intimidate the trees. Anyway, I'm up to hole number 14, the fortress hole, I think it's known as. I'm not quite sure what the pin position's going to be, because I'm still walking up to the tee box. I really do love the little addition they have on the signs, where it shows exactly which pin position it is. So this is going to be the A position, so that's good. Looks like they now have three positions for this hole, even though the pin position selector only has two, so he needs to update that. Just fly. So I'm going to get out the old TL3 and see how I can do. It's 299 feet to the hole. It's uphill. A little bit of raise in elevation. Trees on your left, trees on your right, trees in front of you. So it's kind of fun. Here we go. All right, just got done bogeying hole number 15. Walking up to the new pad for 16. There's a new cut through where the the basket was sitting to the jogging path. So I suspect that they moved the tee pad because the jogging path kind of went right through the middle of hole number 16. So rather than impale joggers and bikers with discs, they decided to move the tee pad to kind of help out with that. We'll see if the signage has been updated on this. I think it was last time even. Have to see. This one plays really close to the lake. This is really the only hole I think that has water, or at least a big pond or whatever, in play. Let's see. Got some signs here. Ooh, I'm not playing the long position, so playing the A position, which is 300 feet, and you can't really see it from the tee pad. So that takes the water a little out of play, or at least it should if you have any control over your disc. Not that I do. We'll see how this goes. I'm going to go ahead and try to throw my beast, the distance driver, sponsored by Barry Schultz. He's a 2-time world champion. I'm a 0-time world champion. Hopefully a champion on the podcast, though. So, yeah, hole number 16. All right. Probably because I've been reading too much Fire and Blood. I was thinking about the other day about how to give disc golf courses a little more personality. Because as much as I like Heritage, it's great. It's like a walk in the park, but it feels like it could use just a little, I don't know, panache, a little something, a little whimsicalness. And so I was thinking, you know, it'd be kind of cool as if you put different things on the course, like a like statues or something like that, just to kind of give it a little bit of flair or something like that. I even thought about having, like, you could have themes, right? So you could have, like, a Game of Thrones themed disc golf course, which has cutout dragons and all these kinds of things. And, yeah, I know, it's pretty freaking dorky, but I thought it'd be kind of fun. But I'm never going to do that. So, I have dorky ideas, but I don't really act on them. That being said, I am doing a podcast about disc golf, so, you know, call me a liar if you want to. But I was thinking maybe this summer I'd go to garage sales and buy cheesy statuary and then just carry them onto the disc golf course and leave them as a surprise for people. So look forward to that in 2019. I probably still won't do it, but if you think about it, remind me and I'll see if I can't go to some of the local garage sales and buy some cheap shit to put on disc golf courses and make people chuckle. So put that in your pipe and smoke it, Mr. Treesbane. Let me know if you got any good ideas about that. So I did just hit a tree on the drive for hole number 17, which is super embarrassing. So I'm throwing about a 35, 40 foot putt, which I know I won't make. I know, there's the power of negativity, and I'll probably get yet another fucking bogey, so whatever. Still outside, playing disc in sweatshirt, so that's not the worst thing in the world. All right, and then hole number 18's next. All right, so I just finished up hole number 18, and yeah, I got another bogey. So that left me with 16 over, so that was not my finest day on the old disc golf course, but that's okay. At least I was on the disc golf course. Yeah, it was, I think the best I've ever done here is 4 over. And I don't even know if I have that on the UDisc app, because I think that predates me ever even being aware of it. So, que sera, sera. I got a winter. I guess it's not quite winter. I talked about that on my last podcast, how I don't believe that December 9th is what today is. It seems like that should be winter. Winter is not coming. It's here. That's all right. Spring's on its way sometime soon. So, don't have anything poignant to say after that. Heritage Disc Golf Course is where I am. And I think Treesman and I have actually done two other podcasts. So if you just stumbled upon this one, I highly encourage you to go back and listen to the frolicking that Treesman and I had. I think the first one was with Disco Bill and Blu-ray, and then the second one was just me and Treesbane yucking it up on the disc golf course. So I highly advise going back and listening to those. They're good. This one's kind of a downer. Sorry about that. I'm ready to have Christmas season over with, I can tell you that. I don't want to be bah humbug or anything, but this is not my time of the year. A little stressful with work, a little stressful with trying to get all of the Christmas fun things done. So with that, I bid you adieu. Hope you have a good Christmas. Keep banging those chains. I will see you later. Treesbane, come out of your hole sometime soon, and we'll play disc. Talk to you later. Bye.
Oh, thank you.